Listen to the words of Jesus, Matthew 5:27-28. You have heard that it was said of them of old time, You shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Lustful thoughts are like crows. We can't help that they land in the cornfield, but we can chase them away or leave them alone as we choose. We might even try to make pets out of them and feed the crows. No one can keep lustful thoughts from their mind. It's the way we are made. I'm speaking as a man right now. What we see and what we observe, even before we can turn our eyes away, comes into our eyes and into our mind as thoughts. We interpret this as sin. I don't think this is what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about our intention. What do we do with those thoughts? What do we do with temptation? Do we acquiesce in our heart? Just because we don't act out something doesn't mean that God doesn't look in our heart and say that we are guilty. When we acquiesce to thoughts of lust, thoughts of infidelity, thoughts of adultery, desire, however it may be felt by a man or by a woman, it's when we say, I will pursue this thought. I will cherish this thought. Even though we may not have the occasion to fulfill it in action, the thought of it and our willingness to do so is where the guilt of sin comes in. And God says, look, if you've got adultery in your heart, it's the same as if you commit adultery in action. Now, I'm saying it's better if you have adulterous thoughts not to fulfill those and act them out. But God says when he judges a person, when he looks at a person, whether they're sinning or not sinning, the sin begins in the heart. It's back to that old heart purity thing. And we have to deal with the temptation that comes along. When a man looks at a woman or a woman looks at a man and decides that they would commit adultery with them or fornication, that is when there is sin. And the act of sin redoubles that sin. So what do we do? Well, I found it of great benefit to, one, deny these thoughts and to pray to God about them. Sometimes it's such a gray area where we acquiesce, whether we take that second look, but we ask for God for his grace and tell him that we're not adulterous people. Let's pray. Father, it is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ I bring my heart to you, all my thoughts, all my temptations, everything that comes my way. Lord, I pray that you would help me to chase away the crows, to chase away these bad thoughts, to chase away these lustful thoughts, and not acquiesce to them at all. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would give me strength. I need your grace as well, Lord, in all of this. But I pray that you would help me continue this struggle for inward purity. And your Spirit will accomplish this in my life. That's my faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.